Here is some of the sound captured around Iran's parliament building, where authorities say four gunmen attacked today. Iranian state media say at least 12 people have been killed. ISIS has claimed responsibility. There's also been a second attack on a shrine in Tehran today. And we're joined now by LA Times Tehran correspondent Ramin Mostaghim. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
What's it been like to be in Tehran today?
It's very sad to be in Tehran because people are under pressure and they cannot trust the public transportation. And actually, they have been advised by the police to avoid the subway or buses in the downtown because it's the target of the terrorist activity.
So they've been told to avoid mass transportation today. It sounds like a large part of this city of more than 14 million must be shut down in effect then.
Yes, in fact, and they have been advised to keep away from the crowded areas. So it's the biggest one, the biggest terrorist action against Iranian society in the past decades, since the decade of the revolution. So it's quite... disappointing and at the same time astonishing the people are crossing to something that they cannot understand what's going on because the authorities, security agents are playing down the catastrophe. On the other hand, the news on TVs, local TVs, international TVs doesn't say so. So people are digesting the catastrophe happening.
Let's remind people that most of the media, particularly the TV, are controlled by the state in Iran, and you're saying they're playing down the scale of this catastrophe to some degree. Based on what you have been able to learn, though, how did the standoff end at the Iranian parliament, where multiple gunmen seem to have blasted their way past checkpoints, perhaps, according to one report, dressed as women? How did it end?
How they finished the,
yes.
The catastrophe? It took a few hours. In fact, four people were hostages, and two terrorists were inside the buildings, and then they tried just to kill them. The security agent tried just to gun them down by the snipers. But it was very difficult and complicated because the hostages were also in that position. Actually, two of them were killed in the office of one of the MPs, and they were gunned down by the terrorists. And it was a very difficult situation there. The sniper could not find the terrorist.
And I have to stop you there, Ramin Mostaghim of the Los Angeles Times. I'm so sorry. We'll bring you back to learn more. Ramin Mostaghim of the LA Times about an attack that has left a dozen people dead in Tehran.